It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Sports Hub.
Now it's time to talk Celtics.
Throw a step blocked by Jaylen Brown.
This is the Sports Hub Celtics
Show.
Over
the shoulder pass for Al Horford for the two-hand slam.
With Gasper and Murray on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Richardson gets the free throws, and the Celtics will have another three-possession win in overtime. Hill misses at the buzzer, and it is over at the Garden. Full marks to the defending world champions who come in about as shorthanded as they can possibly be. They come from behind and force this game into an extra 5 minutes, but it was Dennis Schroeder's night. A season-high 38, three off his career high. And the Celtics leapfrog the world champions in the standings and get back to 500. The final score, Boston 122, Milwaukee 113.
Everybody just play free, have fun, and play. I think that's when we are at our best, and I think that's what we did tonight and the last couple of games, playing on the defensive end. Be scrappy, try to get steals, you know, rebounds, and then go on the offensive end, try to run, get easy buckets. So that's what we try to, you know, get better at every day. And me, of course, you know, being more aggressive, putting my teammates into spots where they can score, JT and JB when he comes back. I think it's important. And that's what I try to bring every night.
Celtics, winners in overtime last night at home against the undermanned Milwaukee Bucks. I was in the building. It shouldn't have got to overtime. But Grayson Allen tying it up with about 12 seconds left, putting Marcus Smart, twisting him all about, but hitting that dagger three. And then the Celtics still had a chance there, and Jason Tatum let the clock run down. Didn't go in. You get OT. But it was really about Dennis Schroeder last night, who you hear, as the Celtics, again, defeat the Bucks last night at home. The final 122-113. It does feel defensively like they found themselves a little bit this last week or so, Chris. But Schroeder early, there was someone next to me like, he's on pace for 40. And I was like, well, he came pretty damn close to it. He was awesome last night. Finishes with 38 points, 19 of them in the fourth quarter in overtime alone. Celtics back at 500. Upward trend for the team right now.
Yeah, I think it's good. And, you know, interesting game tonight, I think, against Cleveland. You have Darius Garland saying, you know, after they won, people aren't going to just come in here and roll us anymore. They've gotten off to a pretty good start, even though Colin Sexton's out for a while with a meniscus. So second night of a back-to-back for the Celtics. Let's see how that goes. It's an interesting game, I think, with two teams that are trending upward at this point in the season. This was a good win for the Celtics in terms of, look, sometimes you just have to win the games you have to win, and this is a game that they should have won once you knew Giannis wasn't playing about an hour before tip. So maybe it wasn't the prettiest game in the world in terms of what happened in the fourth quarter and having to go to overtime, but at the end of the day, you get the dub and you move on, and I think that's important. I think this was a good game for Dennis Schroeder in terms of building some confidence, because this team, I think so much of the focus so far has been on how do Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown function together? Rightfully so, because that's not just a question from game to game. That is the question, capital T, about this team moving forward and the composition of it. However, when you look at the team from the micro view of this season, who's the third scorer? Who's the guy you're going to go to? And maybe Schroeder's starting to gain some confidence, and that's a role that he could grow into. And also, maybe it sort of disabuses Marcus Smart of the notion that he needs to do it or should do it.
All right, so let's start there before we get to the Brown-Tatum thing with Brown out and how this team has looked and how the offense has flowed. There has, I think, been this narrative that there's this concern as to whether or not Schroeder and Smart can work together. Do you look at a game like last night that shows you, hey, they can? A lot of ball movement, the shooting is more efficient, less three attempts.
is last night almost kind of like a blueprint that Ime Udoka can say, like, oh, no, these two can work together.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I hadn't thought of it from that standpoint, but I do think that's in certain lineups they can work together. I think it's a little challenging to have them together in the lineup when you have Brown and Tatum together on the floor, because I think there's just not enough shooting there. Teams are going to dare Smart and Schroeder to knock down some of those shots. And even as great as Schroeder was last night, he was still only 3 of 9 from three, and he turned the ball over 6 times. So I'm not trying to rain on his parade, but when I look at sort of the big picture of this, but maybe in some other lineups when you don't have both Tatum and Brown on the floor, sure, yeah, those two guys can work together.
Now, the Brown-Tatum narrative, I think, has gone up your caboose sideways.
It has.
Well, explain a little bit, because it has, again, offensively, it does look a little bit better without Brown right now, but you pushed back yesterday on Philgren Maz, specifically Maz, saying, like, you know, Brown has been, he's paraphrasing, but he feels like maybe Brown has been, you know, the turd in the punch bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Brown is the problem, and I look at last night for Tatum, again, no Brown on the floor, you know, he's 10 of 25 and dribbling out the clock, and he had one assist. So I'm not knocking Tatum, and I know it sounds like I am, but I'm not. I'm knocking Maz's idea that somehow Brown is restricting Tatum from being the player he needs to be, and somehow there's not a pecking order here, and that's messing with Tatum. I disagree with that. Again, the usage percentage numbers show that his usage percentage is slightly lower, actually, in the last three games than it is for the season. You know, most of those games Brown has been out there, and actually the last three games after the night Schroeder had last night, Schroeder actually has the highest usage percentage in the last three games. And those are, you know, percentage of team plays that end up in a turnover, a shot attempt, or a free throw. So is Dennis Schroeder now not honoring the pecking order the way Maz was saying Brown was not? And also overall, big picture, if what Maz is saying is true, that's a red flag to me about Tatum. Because what it says to me is that you're threatened by having another all-star. Well, how are you ever going to win? Because every championship team, basically in the NBA, you know, of the last 20 years, has multiple all-stars on it, or at least all-star caliber players, depending on how you want to look at that Pistons team of 04, however you want to look at it. But you can't do it on your own. So do you want your numbers, or do you want to win? Do you want to feel comfortable that you're going to get your opportunity for your numbers, or do you want to win? So when I look at what Maz's assertion is there, to me, I think he's looking at it the wrong way. I kind of, you know, it's the whole glass half empty, half full thing. I kind of want to, you know, tilt it a little bit and say, well, you're saying this is a Brown problem. I think it might be a Tatum problem if what you're saying is true. And I'm not even agreeing with, I don't even think what he's saying is true, because I don't think we have a large enough sample size. But if it is true and Tatum is somehow deterred, to me, that says more about Tatum than it does about Brown.
Yeah. No, if I had to pick a side, I would ultimately pick yours. Not just because we're pals, but I think, you know, time has shown here that Tatum wants it a certain way, and that's his way. And I just don't, I think he's more about himself and his points than wins. I don't think that winning is, I don't think losing bothers him. Do you?
I think it bothers him, but I still think, like a lot of guys in the league, he's still trying to establish himself and his brand. And I think that sort of those, I think that a lot of times his personal goals, he's maybe too focused on those, and maybe more focused on the personal goals than the team goals, even if it's unintentional. That when sort of just his mentality and the way he's thinking about things, it's like, I have to get all NBA. I have to get this. I have to get this. You know, I want to be respected as one. I have to get these calls because I'm one of these players that should get these calls, like Kevin Durant gets these calls. You know, I think like that just his mindset there, like a lot of young guys in this league, is more about establishing himself and where his standing is in the league versus winning. And I think what young guys don't realize a lot of times is that if you do win, like, how much do you think Devin Booker was helped last year by going to the NBA Finals?
Oh, I think a tremendous amount.
Yeah. I mean, huge. I've always, you know, I come on the show, I rave about Devin Booker.
Yeah.
But, you know, people here laugh about the 70-point game because they're like, oh, you were taking shots at the end. And even Jay Crowder, you know, they basically got called out like, oh, you had 70, you lost. He got more recognition for what happened last year when CP3 was there and they go to the finals than he did for the 70-point game.
As he should. Because, again, like 70 points, like who gives a rat's ass? But, no, look, I do think that if I had to pick a side, it's ultimately, you know, Tatum, I think, is the bigger issue. But if you want to join us, talk about last night's game, Celtics as a whole, upward trend. Are players buying into Ime Udoka's defense right now? Certainly feels that way. We'll get more insight on that with Brian Robb of Mass Live, who covers the Celtics, with our next segment, which will be our last segment. Again, short show today, as the Bruins have a matinee game against the Devils. So you want to go on, get on with us. That'll be your chance at 617-779-0985. Sports Hub Celtics Show continues next.
This is the Sports Hub Celtics Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Sports Hub Celtics Show drives the lane. Oh.
Scored and the foul.
The Sports Hub Celtics Show and Boston's home for the Celtics. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You know, down the line, everybody made plays at a certain point in the game, you know, when we needed it. Whether it was myself, Dennis, Rob, you know, the guys off the bench, Jay Rich. This was just a good team win. I mean, obviously, I'm tired of all these overtime games. I tried to make that shot at the end, but hopefully we can cut down these OT games, getting a little stressful.
Jason Tatum after last night's OT win over the Milwaukee Bucks. Sports Hub Celtics Show, Jim Murray, Chris Gasper, you, if you'd like to join us. The time remaining at 617-779-0985. Brian Robb, who produces the show, back with us today. He covers the Celtics for Mass Live in the building last night. Just let me start with this, B-Rob. Do you think just the way that they've been playing here lately, going back to last week even against Dallas, like just from a defensive standpoint, are the players buying into what Ime Udoka's selling them?
I think so. I think it's a bit of both. I think the players and Ime is kind of figuring out like how they want to play defense. Like they did all that switching early. I think they've cut back a bit on that. And it seems like the buy-in is there now. They've been humbled after that 2-5 start. And so we're starting to see that, yeah, your guys aren't going to be able to win on town alone. And we're like a game like last night, they kind of had to grind it out.
And is last night also maybe a blueprint that the smart Schroeder thing can work?
I'm with Chris on this. I still think from a shooting standpoint, it's going to work when those both guys shoot like, you know, 40, 45% from the field. Great. But how many nights is that going to happen? I don't know. So for now, you need to, if they can get away with it for another week here while Jalen's out, great. But bottom line is here, ultimately, I think you're going to have to pick one or the other there long term. And I mean, I'll have an article coming out on this on Mass Live this week, but I talked to Schroeder about like the long term in Boston, and it sounds like a place he might want to be. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic.
Really?
So,
that's interesting. That's very interesting. Wow. I mean, what's your vibe from the Celtics standpoint? Are they interested in him long term, or is this whole year basically one big audition and they'll decide at the end?
I think we'll see. I think the latter on that. They're not going to, you know, play their cards here. They're limited in terms of what they can spend, obviously, but how they kind of judge both of those guys. And now if, you know, Smart's recent comments thrown into the fold here, it's going to be very interesting to see. Very interesting evaluation period, I think, this season in terms of the direction this group goes in long term at that position.
Well, the interesting thing to me about this would be, what is Schroeder's value to the rest of the league? And what I mean by that is, if you sign him to a contract extension and he's a piece you could potentially throw in a trade based on salary, is he a piece that other teams want? Because what happened to him in free agency, I think, would give me a little pause about giving him an extension, even if he plays well here, because I don't want to give him a contract that's like, oh, now I have to throw in like a first round pick just for this team to take this Dennis Schroeder contract.
Exactly. And so you look at what happened in free agency, and that's certainly going to be buyer beware for the Celtics in investing into him. But a nice bounce back year here, you know, whether you think he's the right fit and maybe a better price point than some other guys at that position, that's going to be an interesting element as we go forward. I almost compare it to the guys we saw last night, Bobby Portis in Milwaukee, mm-hmm. who he signed a short undermarket deal. They won the championship. He came back for another cheap deal for this year, knowing that he could get paid long-term. You wonder if something like that could end up happening with Schroeder here, too.
So it's not hyperbolic, though, for some of this talk about Schroeder, that he's like the best contract, the best deal in the NBA for the season?
He's in the market for it. I mean, 38 points for a guy that's making under $6 million a year, I think probably, unless the guy's on a rookie contract, that's probably as good as you're going to get in the NBA this year. So he's backing it up so far.
Let's go to Fran in the car on Dennis Schroeder, your next here on the Sports Hub Celtics show. Hey, Fran.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, yeah, you guys are touching on what I wanted to talk about. Marcus Smart, career 10-4-4, chucks up threes like he thinks he's Durant. I'm really kind of sick of it. What do you think the chances are that they'd be able to move him with the new contract he signed? I don't know the exact figures, but and maybe try to keep Schroeder here long term. And do you think that that's a better move? Do you think that Schroeder is better for this team than Smart?
Thanks, Fran. I feel like there's been debate about this. B-Rob, yeah. Does that extension make him more of a tradable asset, or have we collectively, and especially Celtics fans, overvalued what Smart's value is throughout the league?
He's got to start shooting more than 33%, guys. That's if you wanted to be that's the killer right now. I think ultimately it's a fair deal for both sides, and Smart should be able to help contenders out there. But I don't mean like his start to the season. Do you guys believe that he's going to like bounce back out of this, or is this just like more of the same for you?
I think he'll get to his career numbers. I don't think he's going to shoot this poorly all year. But do I think all of a sudden he's going to be a 40% shooter from three? No, I don't. I mean, I think, you know, Smart turns 28 in March. Like, I think at this point he is what he is. Like, I don't really see. Do you see any improvement there or room for real growth? I don't. But I still look at teams. Like, I look at a struggling team like Atlanta. And this is just my opinion. It's not anything I've heard, but they have a bunch of different wings, and Cam Reddish is playing well, and they have Gallinari's contract and Bogdanovich. And I think they could use a guy like Marcus Smart. Like, they need a little more grit, and they need some better perimeter defense. And so maybe there's some sort of deal there for the Celtics.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.